Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the blessings that accrue for the teacher, for a teacher. As you know, knowledge is one of the cardinal virtues within Islam, and it has been advised by the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran. They have advised people to seek knowledge, and you know, it's considered a great honor for a person to have knowledge and wisdom. And this is not something that you know, needs to be emphasized and you know, has to be corroborated. This is something that everybody knows. So obviously, in line with this, the person who teaches people and bestows knowledge and wisdom upon them obviously has a very high status within Islam. And this is something that can be verified and substantiated and corroborated through these beautiful hadiths, one of which is the hadith which we will read for you today here. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following: "He who teaches someone a matter of guidance receives the same reward as he who practices it, without any decrease in the latter's reward thereof." So, for example, if you teach somebody something good, it doesn't necessarily, we're not talking here necessarily about, you know, teaching somebody math or science or these kind of things. It could be, telling somebody, you know, giving somebody some good advice from the experiences that he had in his life, or, you know, conveying to them, a hadith or some Quranic message or something like that. If somebody does this and that person acts upon it and is guided to the right path by means of it, and he practices it, and he gets the reward that that other person who learned from this person something and acted upon it, the reward that he gets, this person also partakes and enjoys of that reward. And this is very beautiful and interesting that the imam here, he says that the reward that teacher gets is not in any way less than the reward of the person who learned and acted upon the thing that he was taught. In fact, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, again, Imam Baqir, is interesting to know that this hadith that we're reciting, the person that we're relating this hadith from himself was a great teacher. He himself had many students, and he is, you know, considered one of the imams who had the opportunity. Of course, we believe that all of the imams, you know, they were people who taught us and guided us to the right path. But Imam Baqir in particular, he was able to, you know, instruct and teach a lot of people, a lot of, you know, a great wisdom. He also has been reported as having said, "For the teacher of good, teaches people good things. All of the animals on the land and the fish in the sea seek forgiveness on his behalf, as do all creatures, great and small, in Allah's earth and sky." Right? So not only does that teacher who taught that person something good get the reward of that person who practiced it, but, you know, all of the beings in this universe ask forgiveness for that person, and he's given a great reward because of his teaching. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the merit and the virtues and the blessings of a teacher in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.